This episode of the Hip Hop Nerd is brought to you by Go Cycle, the indoor cycling and fitness studio. Are you down a ride? Check GoCycleNola.com for schedule and pricing details.
Yeah, I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Bitch, I run the game, y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Everything I do, you know I do it for the squad. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Bitch, I run the game, y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Everything I do, you know I do it for the squad. I'm like, this the type of shit they said they really wanted. So I gave them this right here, now go get blunted. Check my last album, all y'all know I run it. Flip the script, it's cause I couldn't fucking stun it. This the type of shit my life is all about. Check the Forbes list, you know I'm ballin' now. They say Logic, you too humble, boy, just let it out. Fuck them all then, I'm a dead it now. Like, oh, I think I know, I think I know. This flow, this super flow, out of control. Like, whoa, this shit like, whoa, I think I know. Like, whoa, like, whoa, like, this step execution. This is what the people said they wanted from the young boy. From the God. This step execution. This is what the people said they wanted from the rap God. From the God. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Bitch, I run the game, y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Everything I do, you know I do it for the squad. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Bitch, I run the game, y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Everything I do, you know I do it for the squad. I'm like, hold on, let me bring it back. Everybody know I'm bringing the facts. And they wonder why I got it like that. Cause I put everything right on the track. And you know I'm a fuck around and let it go. I've been living like war, I've been living. You already know. And these motherfuckers wanna take it, but never mistaken. I'm sure where I'm going and I'm knowing what I'm doing. Intuition never switching on a mission. Motherfucker, why'd you bitch? Why's you bitchin'? Like, goddamn, I'm like, oh God. Hold up, wait a minute, they ain't ready for the hook. It's another day, another book. I feel like Indiana and Atlanta, hotter than Havana, coming with the stamina. Bitch, put down your camera and live in the moment. This shit right here, everybody gon' want it. So what up with it? Any and everybody talk about that boy changing. Y'all can just shut up with it, cause I know ain't none of y'all getting the flow, boy. This that execution. This is what the people said they wanted from the young boy. From the God. This that execution. This is what the people said they wanted from the rap God. From the God. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Bitch, I run the game, y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Everything I do, you know I do it for the squad. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Bitch, I run the game, y'all just commentate from the side. I'm like, oh God, oh, oh my God. Everything I do, you know I do it.
I know it's been a hell of a ride up.
Till I heard you talking shit, now I'm fired up.
What's good, my beautiful people? Man, it's been crazy this past week, past few days or whatever. All these floods going on in Louisiana. To all of my Baton Rouge and Lafayette people, I feel for you. Keep your heads up, stay strong. You'll come out of this and you'll be okay. Anybody that's lost anyone or anything, my condolences. As far as material, you know, you can always get most of those things back. I mean, at this point, mostly everybody should be evacuated. If not, keep it together, hold tight. They're coming for you. I hate looking at tragedy like this and seeing the way everything looks on the news. It just brings me back to 11 years ago with Hurricane Katrina. And I know that nobody going through this kind of stuff you know, is having an easy time. I know that it's rough. It's rough on the outside looking in, so I know on the inside it's horrible. And like I said, for the things that my family had to go through during Katrina, you have my thoughts, prayers, and condolences. I love y'all all. But like I said, stay strong, keep it together. In the wake of that, it's hard to, you know, keep moving forward and pushing, trying to be happy and everything with doing entertainment stuff. But as I promised before, I had an interview. These past couple days, I did an interview with Carlos Farrar, young artist that's exploding onto the scene. I saw him open for Ginuwine. He's amazing. I'll do a quick music break, and when I come back, we'll get to it.
Hey, when I give these keys, homeboy, don't move my car, man. I'm right in the front, you dig? Don't move my shit, man. Ho, ho, baby, what's your name?
Go, girl, it's your birthday. Open wide, I know you're Thursday. Say hi, say hi. And we don't buy no drinks at the bar. Pop champagne, cause we got that dough. Let me hear you say hi. You want me say hi? Full of money, club don't jump till I walk inside the doorway. Bottles of that rosé, smiling like Dolce and Gabbana. Shout out you the baddest, and to meet you is an honor. La mama, I got a table waiting. What you think about a convo? And if you like it, baby, we can take it to the condo. And if you like the condo, we can move the party to the bedroom. I'ma beat your body like a Congo. Since we in the club for now, might as well get another round. I know this ain't nothing in your cup. So get here, baby, let me fill it up. Go, girl, it's your birthday. Open wide, I know you're Thursday. Say hi, say hi. And we don't buy no drinks at the bar. Pop champagne, cause we got that dough. Let me hear you say hi. You want me say hi? Shawty dance like a video vixen. Said her man be on that bullshit pimping. Well, I retire from the bull like Pippin. Tryna get you home or would you be Mart Simpson? Whip out front, we can leave like pronto. Maple leaf dash got you feeling like Toronto. Make your body rise like you're puffing on a joint though. Girl, that's only if you want dough.
You ready?
But since we in the club for now, might as well get another round. I know this ain't nothing in your cup. So get here, baby, let me fill it up. Go, girl, it's your birthday. Open wide, I know you're Thursday. Say hi, say hi. And we don't buy no drinks at the bar. Pop champagne, cause we got that dough. Let me hear you say hi.
It's low so.
You want me to say
hi? You might be too drunk to know so. Make him say ah, just like I'm your doctor. All I prescribe is cranberry and vodka. Then I'm trying to kick it, play a little soccer, and bust a couple off. Blocka. The Henny in your system. You start drunk texting and suddenly you miss him, or even wanna diss him. Then you call your girl like, what the hell you gave me? She like, don't blame me, you better do like Jamie. And blame it on the liquor. He works every time. Patron, you my know it's somebody's birthday. Well, where you? And I know you're thirsty, but don't know where your glass at.
Go, girl, say hi. Open wide, I know you're thirsty. Say hi,
say hi,
say
hi, say
hi. And we don't buy no drinks at the bar. We pop champagne, cause we got that dough. Let me hear you say hi,
say hi.
You want me say hi,
say hi.
Go, girl,
it's your baby.
Open wide,
yeah, that's how you do it, girl.
Thursday.
Just tilt your head back.
You pop champagne, cause we got
no
that
hands,
dough
baby.
Let me hear you say if you want me say
it just makes it easier.
Certified quality. And that the girl them need and I cry for every day without apology. But them the right way, that's my policy. Sean the Paul alongside Beyonce. Now you're the one say this. I don't see ya.
I see you in my dreams.
You don't know the love is real.
Baby boy,
think they're ready for really get to life. Telling me all about the things where you were fantasized. I know you dig the way me step, the way me make me stride. Follow your feeling, baby girl, because they cannot be denied. Come tell me in the night, I make her get it amplified. But I quit for run the ship, me now go slip, me now go slide. In other words, the love I got to give is certified. For giving the toughest, longest time for ride, girl.
Baby boy, you stay on my mind.
Dealing with what I do, so it's song right here dedicated to you. We don't spend a lot of time, always on the move. But you stay down like a real chick supposed to. Whenever you come around, feel so good knowing you always go hold me down. So I put my heart on the line for you, giving my all, everything to you. Do anything you need me to, anything, baby. I know it ain't easy dealing with what I do. So this song right here dedicated to you. I'm always on the move. Stay down like a real chick supposed to.
What's good, my beautiful people? This is Glory Jones, the Hip Hop Nerd, your host, and as promised, I have a special guest this week. As like I said last week, I got real talented cat. Saw him during his tour when he was opening, it's his tour with Ginuwine, and I was just so impressed that I had to ask him to be on the show. I got Mr. Carlos Farrar on the line. And so, oh wait, damn it. And so, just got him online, just wanted to have a little sit down with him. You know, he took some time from his busy schedule and the Ice Cream Man tour to come take a sit down with us for a second. So, like I said, what's good, man?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I want to thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Out here in this sun, this Vegas heat.
Oh yeah, that's, and I'm, y'all out there in Vegas, y'all got the dry heat. I'm down here in New Orleans. We got all the humidity in the world.
Yeah, man, that sweaty, heavy heat.
Right. But just wanted to, you know, just ask you a couple things. You know what I mean? And I know you write your own music and you do some of your own production and choreography and everything and all of that, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, good.
Can you repeat that for me?
I said, so you do all your own songwriting and some of your production and choreography and all that, right?
Yeah, definitely. I do have songwriters I work with on and off, but for the most part, I write a lot of my own stuff. I definitely do my own choreo, but I have choreographers, you know. But I pretty much, I mean, I do it all, but you know, it's always good to have people around you that, that do it also, you know, just to get that, that, that extra input, you know what I mean? And, right. And get out of that habit of, you know, you don't want things to kind of sound the same or look the same as far as movements and, you know, cause sometimes we kind of stubborn with our creativity. So,
right.
You know, I definitely do it all, but I do have, you know, I do work with other songwriters and choreographers also.
All right, that's what's up. And then, you know, you got to keep your relationships fresh and get everybody, you know, keep the team definitely. Together.
Definitely.
So what's your origin story? Let me know, how'd you get started in music?
Well, I was born and raised in Detroit. I've been doing music since I was 11. I first started singing when I was 5. Kind of just, you know, my mom used to drive in the car and play a lot of Brandy's records back in the day. So Brandy actually is kind of like the person that kind of taught me how to sing. Not literally, but you know what I mean? Like that's kind of like the artist that kind of motivated me to want to sing back in the day. Throughout time, you know, it kind of just changed. You know, I didn't want to sing girl songs my whole life. But yeah, man, I was just born in Detroit, born and raised there, graduated, went to high school there. I moved around a lot, you know, throughout that time. Like, I lived in South Carolina, I lived in the Philippines, my dad was in the Air Force.
Okay.
But that's pretty much it, man. And just Detroit all day.
I remember, I've been to Detroit like one time ever. It was Junior Olympics 2003, I want to say. Way back in the old days. And it was dope. It was like, went to the Motown Museum and everything. It was like, it really was a real dope city. Like, at least what I saw. You know what I mean? So, yeah, big ups to Detroit.
Yeah.
So, other than Brandy, who were some of your other biggest influences that you had coming up in music?
The biggest influence, obviously, Michael. I mean, he's kind of like everybody's biggest influence,
right.
But outside of him, I grew up to a lot of Prince, R. Kelly. Me personally, Usher was like somebody that I really looked up to. Usher, Justin Timberlake, and then Genuine, of course. Those were like my three go-to guys. You asked me to sing a song, it'd probably be one of their songs. Or, you know what I mean? If I did a talent show, it's probably one of their songs. They kind of just inspired me on a different level to just want to pursue it full out.
Right.
Other than them three, those three are kind of just like the biggest though. You know what I mean? Like obviously, I love Beyonce. I'm a Beehive fan. I'm a big fan of Bruno Mars. I mean, as far as the newer generation goes, Ryan Leslie, Eric Billington, you know, cats like that.
Right. And so how'd you actually get linked up with, like, you know, Genuine and... I know you worked with Trey Songz and stuff before.
Well, my manager is actually one of his booking managers. So basically what happened was I'm in Vegas. So a lot of times I go out to L.A. to just do shows. And I've opened for him a few times. So basically what happened was I just kind of go out there and open a few shows for him. And throughout the years, kind of just build that relationship to, you know what I mean? Like just build that relationship throughout the years. And he kind of just... saw my work ethic and, you know, was feeling my music. And he, so when I reached out to my manager, Amar, to kind of manage me, he kind of had the idea to kind of put the tour together. And since I was already, you know, kind of had that relationship with Genuine, he kind of said he would do it, you know, just to help the fan base or whatever.
Right.
And it just all came together like that.
That's dope. Community building at its finest. What's some advice? Some advice that you would give to some, you know, some people trying to get into everything?
Like for example, like the example I just gave, man, building relationships. It takes time. You know what I mean? Like it's not really like a quick thing, a quick process, and it's something that you really can't get around. A lot of people now, you know, they just want the reward without putting in the work.
Right.
And part of the work is building that relationship. It's bigger than just getting in the studio and recording songs or doing shows. You know, that's definitely part of it. But the relationships is probably the most important part of it because those are the people that kind of help you get to the place that you need to be. The cosigns are everything. So you definitely got to build those relationships, man. That's like number one for me. If I had to say like the most important thing for me, that would be building relationships.
Right. And I would have to agree with you. It's all about the team. Had a couple
and
of
never,
artists.
And you never wanna I don't know if you can curse on this show, but you never wanna doo-doo on anybody, because you never know when you're gonna see that person again. on the way up you're gonna see them, but on your way back down you'll see them on the way back up, so you never want to burn those bridges.
Right. Now you can totally curse on the show, it's cool. We unedited. Well, uncut.
Okay. I wish.
So I know you got your the Ice Cream Man that came out in April.
Yeah.
What are you working on at the moment, if you're allowed to talk about it right now?
I got a new single called Again, and then my other single Cream. So what's gonna happen basically is we're gonna shoot the video to Ice Cream Man, drop that, shoot the video to Cream and drop that, and then my single Again, I'm gonna also drop the video to that. And we're kind of just gonna push those throughout the rest of the year. We really want to push Ice Cream Man. You know, I'm really trying to get it to chart, because I feel like, you know, it's a chart type single.
It is. I agree.
We're trying to get Genuine on the remix. We're working on that. I don't want to speak too soon. He had to be on the remix or maybe another record. I'm actually working on records right now for him also, because he's looking to get back in the studio and put out another album. He just kind of, the inspiration hasn't really been there for him lately. So we trying to get on that. But that's pretty much it, man. We got a Christmas album I'm working on also. My first time doing that.
Okay.
So that's interesting. And yeah, we just pushing Ice Cream Man, really, for the most part, though, like as the lead single, and just kind of banging that out for the whole year, putting it in people's ear.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling Ice Cream Man. I was talking to a young lady recently, and I referred her to that song, like, won't you go ahead and listen to this real quick, and I'm going to holler at you in a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate it too, man.
But and I'm definitely gonna play that on the show, and I'll put Cream on and a couple other things as well. You know,
I appreciate it, man. For sure.
I mean, it's the talent is there, the music is there. It's like it's never gonna be an issue for me to play actual quality music on the show. And that's what
definitely
I'm trying to explain to people. You know, when you make music you would listen to, and listen to the feedback of the people around you, and the quality is what gets you there. Like you said, you did shows out in LA and stuff, and that's how you started building relationships and everything. If the quality is there, then the rest comes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely quality. that's probably my number two thing after the relationship. I mean, a lot of people, it's the music market is very oversaturated now.
Right.
So quality definitely stands out. Amongst other things, because everybody's doing it, everybody's putting out videos. So whoever got the best quality videos are usually singing first. Whoever got the best quality songs, as far as mixing and all that,
right.
That stuff matters. So that's definitely another piece of advice I would give out.
Right. And so, a question I like to ask, I like to have a lot of people in music and as well as, like, you know, sometimes television and comic books and stuff like that on. So a lot of people will consider those kind of professions to be somewhat like hobbies, things that, you know, it's not like a 9-to-5 you go to where it's like you're hating everything you do, you know what I mean? But I know it's like hard work. So like, what do you do to unwind?
Me, I like going to the movies, man. Like, I just seen that new Suicide Squad movie that I thought it was dope. It didn't really have too many good reviews from what I hear, but I thought it was dope. Yeah, usually just going to the movies. I'm actually thinking about learning how to snowboard this year. Just to be different. I don't know. I just always been interested in it. So I'm definitely going to learn how to snowboard this year. Spending time with my kids, that's, you know, watching them grow and doing activities with them. That's really how I unwind for the most part.
Right.
I like going out to eat, you know, with family and stuff too. So.
Right. That's what it is. It is funny that you mentioned Suicide Squad and the reviews it's getting, because that's something else that I do. I write reviews for a website called Geek Haven Reviews.
Okay.
And it's like, I watched the movie and it had a lot that was dope to it, but there's like a lot of it that I had issues with.
Yeah, see, I don't really know this origin of a lot of people. I only know Harley Quinn because that the Batman, she was in the Batman cartoon that I watched growing up.
My favorite show of all time.
Yeah, yeah, that show was great. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was classic. So I was familiar with her, and I thought she did an excellent job. And I actually liked the Joker too. I thought they made the movie, to be honest with you. Of course, Will Smith is Will Smith.
Right.
I just didn't know the origin of the other character. So, I mean, I guess because I was kind of ignorant to a lot of what, you know, what, how the storyline was supposed to go and all that stuff, I wasn't, you know, it didn't really bother me. But I thought, you know, it was cool. You know, I'm close to saying I enjoyed that better than I liked Batman vs. Superman.
I definitely enjoyed it more than I liked Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, and the other day I was watching Batman vs. Superman because I just went on like a DC watching binge, and it wasn't as bad as I had originally. When I first thought, I was like, man, come on, man, I ain't really feeling it. And then I watched it again. I guess it was an extended version or whatever, and it came together a little better. I just thought they kind of went into Doomsday a little too quick. Like, I didn't.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, whoa, this is a lot at one time.
You know, yeah,
like,
it was, I feel like, early.
Marvel takes their time with things, and they kind of leave you anticipating and build the excitement. And DC kind of just jumped right into it,
right,
like all at once. And it's like, oh, damn.
I agree. So, what's next for you? What we got coming next? You know, I know the Christmas album and stuff like that, but what? I know we need to stay tuned, but what are we waiting for?
I'm working on an album. I'm not rushing it, you know what I mean? Because nowadays, I just don't want the album to kind of go to waste. I really want to get that fan base there before I, like, drop an actual album.
Right.
And I really want it to be a timeless album. Like, I'm from back in the day where, you know, you can listen to an album all the way through. Like, yeah. I really truly believe in that formula. So I just want to make sure it's the best work I could possibly put out. I've been finished a few times, but then I kind of go back and I'm like, nah, this ain't it yet.
Right.
So just working on the album, man, and recording. I'm looking at getting some placements with some other artists, some more established artists on the songwriting side of things. And probably getting into a little bit of acting too, because I do act a little bit. So, you know, just the album probably at the top of the year. I'm probably going to drop a new single at the top of the year also. We're probably just going to go from there. We also working another tour. That's not set in stone, but we're trying to do a college tour in like a month.
Okay.
It's not set in stone, but hopefully that falls through.
Is the Ice Cream Man tour over?
Yeah, we actually just ended the Ice Cream Man tour like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Me and Genuine have a few more spot dates throughout the year, but not necessarily the Ice Cream Man tour.
Okay. All right, man. Well, where can everybody find you on social media?
You can go to www.carlosferrar.com or itscarloswithak.com, and then all my social media is right there. Like, most of my Instagram is itscarloswithak. I'm sorry, my Twitter is itscarloswithak. My Instagram is carlosferrar.com. It's carlosferrar. My Snapchat is carlosferrar. Everything is carlosferrar except for Twitter.
All right. Cool. So, everybody, you hear where to go. Stay tuned. You got a lot more coming. Just getting started. And
yes.
Thank you for coming on the show, man. Thank you for taking your time out to come, you know, come through and sit down with me for a little bit.
Man, I appreciate you having me, bro.
Right, sure, thanks, man. Dude.
Definitely.
All right, peace.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Came over here. You be telling these niggas what they wanna hear. When there's no more money, girl, you disappear. Cause you see that I got the money, yeah, you see the waitress, she bringing it to me. Got you shaking and trying to get lucky. My money's so low when that ass starts working. You gon' be the last one working. If you want this money, girl, then you gotta earn it. Let me see you do tricks like you in a circus. Let me see you do tricks like you in a circus. Let me see you do tricks like you in a circus. Show me you can work for the money, work for the money, work for the money, work for the money, work. Go ahead and flirt with my money, flirt with my money, flirt with my money, flirt with my money, flirt. Like dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Cream get the money.
Cream get the money.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Cream get the money.
Show me you can work for the money, work for the money, work for the money, work for the money, work. Go ahead and flirt with my money, flirt with my money, flirt with my money, flirt with my money, flirt. Like dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Cream get the money.
Cream get the money.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Get the money.
I got
you bouncing and throwing it back. Now tell me, what would you do if I threw you some racks? Look, I don't want you to just sit on my lap. Now, baby, you gotta go harder than that. I got the bottles and bands, you do the math. Baby, stop shaking your ass. My money's so low when that ass starts working. You gon' be the last one working. If you want this money, girl, then you gotta earn it. Let me see you do tricks like you in a circus. Let me see you do tricks like you in a circus. Let me see you do tricks like you in a circus. You can work for the money, work for the money, work for the money, work for the money, work. Go ahead and flirt with my money, flirt with my money, flirt with my money, flirt with my money, flirt. Like dollar dollar bill, y'all. Cream, get the money. Dollar dollar bill, y'all. Cream, get the money. Show me you can work for the money, work for the money, work for the money, work for the money, work. Go ahead and flirt with my money, flirt with my money, flirt with my money, flirt with my money, flirt. Like dollar dollar bill, y'all. Cream, get the money.
Snow comes, you see my big stick. I'm on my way, girl. Come out and get this. Your body is calling. Why are you stunned?
I got every kind of flavor you need.
I'm talking caramel, chocolate. Hop in the bed for the Rocky Road. Vanilla girl on my coconut. Put me in your cone, I'ma rock your world.
You ain't gotta call no one else. I got every kind of flavor you need.
So you don't get it on your clothes. Don't you know, girl?
I'm the ice cream man. I got every flavor if you like screaming. And yes, I got a treat for you. Baby, if you want me to, I come down the street for you. Catch me if you can, girl. I'm the ice cream man. I got every flavor if you like screaming. And yes, I got a treat for you. Baby, if you want me to, come down the street for you. Catch me if you can, girl.
Praline pecan, girl. Come taste the bomb, girl. I'ma lay you down, throw you on your back. Break you off, Kit Kat. 31 ways to make love and Baskin and Robin.
Get as many scoops as you need, yeah.
I'm talking 1, 2, 3, 4. It really don't matter, get what you want. Vanilla girl on my coconut. Put me in your cone, I'ma rock your world.
You ain't gotta call no one else.
So you don't get it on your clothes. Don't you know, girl?
I'm the ice cream man. I got every flavor if you like screaming. And yes, I got a treat for you. Baby, if you want me to, I come down the street for you. Catch me if you can, girl. I'm the ice cream man. I got every flavor if you like screaming. And yes, I got a treat for you. Baby, if you want me to, I come down the street for you. Catch me if you can, girl.
Treat for you. Treat for you. Yeah. things I would do to you.
Cool, you know, we even had a short chance to geek out a little bit, but you know, I didn't make myself fully clear during the interview, but for now I'm gonna go ahead and clarify my thoughts on Suicide Squad, because it's a big movie, it was a big deal, you know, everybody was talking about it and waiting for it and everything, and it's doing well at the box office. I mean, it's not doing super well critically, and here's why. I'll tell you why, because I've done reviews and such. You know, I'm kind of a big deal. That's bullshit. I'm not. I'm nobody. Anyway, so the visuals were very decent, with the exception of Croc. His face was decent. You know, something was weird about his voice, and I kind of felt like they could have done more toward how his body looked or whatever. Anyway, the visuals were decent. Of course, the special effects in the movie with that big of a budget were cool. However, my issue was, one, I think Will Smith was not necessarily a poor casting choice, but I don't think he was the best possible option for that character. Mainly because him being Will Smith, he kind of just dominated the entire movie. And instead of making himself into Deadshot, he made Deadshot into Will Smith, which was weird to me, because Deadshot is a completely uncaring mercenary in the comics and such like that. And that brings me to my next point, which I feel like the movie was a wasted opportunity. I think they were focused so hard on being more like Deadpool or more like Guardians of the Galaxy that they completely missed their mark. Because if you're going to do a movie, I mean, there are superhero movies and there are anti-hero movies all over the fucking place. Especially right now, while, you know, comics are a big deal and everybody's adapting everything right now. why not do a movie about villains? Like, this movie was supposed to be about villains. They should have been villains. They should have been just grimy and bad and wanting to get out of it. And it's cool that, you know, they want to humanize them and stuff like that. But it was like, really, they didn't have enough bad guy in them to be bad guy. They kind of just seemed, with the exception of Captain Boomerang, who genuinely seemed like a bad guy, with the exception of him coming back after running off, the rest of them just seemed like people who hadn't, who have had a difficult life. It didn't really seem like, you know, they were like, oh, fuck society or whatever. It was just really weird. And that's my main gripe with it, is that nobody really acted like villains. They talked a lot of shit about being villains, and they were kind of assholish, but none of them were really, you know, villainous. And that's what my biggest issue with it. Secondly, I guess it made sense that Amanda Waller put them together to be a deterrent for a Superman level threat. But the movie regularly shows her dealing with Batman, and of course, if she knows Batman, she knows Wonder Woman, and the Flash helps her out at one point or something, and she gave Batman the dossier on with where the superheroes were. So why the hell did she even use the Suicide Squad for that particular threat? It was really weird. And there were just a bunch of like really little nitpicky things, like why were the Suicide Squad even there? Like, they fought their way into the building, got to where Amanda Waller was apparently safe at, and then just walked her up to the roof to get picked up by a helicopter, when it seems as though she could have just radioed for a helicopter and gone upstairs with her soldiers. It seemed like the soldiers actually did more than the Suicide Squad as far as saving her and stopping the big bad or whatever, but it's whatever. I don't know. It was a decent movie. You know, it had its funny parts. It was very visually pleasing. I just think that the script was a little thin, and they could have done a lot better. Maybe they will next time. Oh, last thing, the Joker. I mean, visually, it was like, okay, him being reimagined as like kind of a Godfather character or whatever, it's weird, but I was able to take it. You know, I can accept it. And but the teeth made him talk really funny, and it just seemed so annoying and just strange to have him have to talk around all of those slugs or whatever in his mouth. And but my biggest issue was the fact that he wasn't charming at all. It was he had a scary side, he had his weird side. Of course, he's laughing at everything, but it's like, I didn't really find him funny, and I definitely didn't find him charming. Like, no matter what incarnation of the Joker you see, even the Heath Ledger version, which is probably the darkest version before this one, was at least charming. You knew he was evil, but you still liked him. He was funny, you know? And I don't know, it's just, this one just lacked that particular, you know, charm that makes him seeming crazy actually look like it might be kind of fun. It's weird, and it bothers me a little bit that he is the universe, the DCAU, I mean the DCCU version of the Joker. Like, this is the Joker that they're gonna keep going forward with all of the movies that they're making, and kind of think that's a mistake. And that's another thing, when, you know, everybody wants to compare DC to Marvel, everyone thinks that, what they don't realize is that DC is doing everything in their power to avoid their mainstream universe. They were doing it with the New 52, even though they're reversing that and everything with the big event going on this year with Dr. Manhattan and stuff. But it's so weird, and it doesn't fit. And that's the reason why Marvel is so successful, is because they've been having these characters for years, decades, and they know that what they had on the page was, you know, a valuable product. So what they're making for the screen is pretty much as close a translation as they can with, as they can make to that without compromising their integrity as movies. Of course, you know, there are plot holes here and there. It's this day and age, if you're going to make something like fantastic or sci-fi, fantasy or something, a lot of times it's difficult to make a movie without plot holes, to be honest, especially superhero movies. But they're based in ridiculousness anyway, so suspension of disbelief isn't that hard. But I don't know, that's just, you know, that's just how I feel about Suicide Squad. I feel like Warner Brothers and DC, with all of their movies really, can just work harder toward catering to the comic audience a little more instead of trying to force everything to be super dark. I mean, it worked for the Dark Knight trilogy, but it worked because that's the kind of character Batman is. But at the same time, they didn't mind injecting humor here and there. There were very few moments of levity in Batman versus Superman, and there were a few more in Suicide Squad, but they kind of felt shoehorned. Like, it didn't feel as organic as it does in most of the Marvel movies. Not saying that everything has to be like the Marvel movies, but it's like, it's something's off about the chemistry between the characters in these movies. I don't know what exactly it is. I can't put my finger on it. It may just be the scripting. I don't know, but they gotta take it easy on the rewrites and stuff. But anyway, I'll say, after saying all of that, I'll say my rating for Suicide Squad would be a 6. 6.5 if I'm in a good mood, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I should watch it a second time and see if, you know, I'll feel better about it, even though usually when I watch something a second time, I feel worse. But anyway, like I said, 6, 6.5 if I'm having a good day. Other than that, you know, it's whatever, Suicide Squad. I still would recommend it. It's worth watching. But, you know, don't go in there expecting to see your favorite movie of all time. But I'm a harsh critic when it comes to movies and all kinds of art. But that's all I got for this week. Hope y'all enjoyed the interview. Shout out to Carlos Farrar and all of his people. Shout out to Genuine. Shout out to Dune, who opened for them in that same show that I saw. Had a great time. It's cool geeking out with him. You know, the interview was a little shorter than usual, but, you know, I got all the information, you know, that I wanted and got a chance to talk to him, feel him out as a person or whatever. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. And next time I'll try to, you know, I'll try to have something interesting for you next week as well. But shout out to everybody in Louisiana, particularly the people who are suffering due to the floods. Keep your heads up. I hope everything gets better for you. It will get better for you. Just be strong. And to everybody out there that listens, like I tell you all the time, be good to each other.
undefeated when them J's on my team. Team. Reality brings forth realism. It's the Man of Steel organism. Prism, I'm from the prison. Take charge like Manila. 9-5 Shaq represent with the thriller. Grab my crotch, twist my knee, then I'm through. Mike's bad, I'm bad. Who are you?
a slave to your games. I wanna chain you up. I wanna tie you down. I'm just a sucker that's for dying. Pain.
I'm a sucker for pain. I got the squad tatted on me from my neck to my ankles. The pressure from the man got us all in rebellion. We gon' go to war, yeah, without failure. Do it for the fam, dawg. 10 toes down, dawg. Love and the loyalty, that's what we stand for. Alienated by society. All this pressure give me anxiety. Walk slow through the fire. Like who gon' try us? Feeling the world go against us. So we put the world on our shoulders.
I talk to you. Take my hand through the flame.
I talk to you.
I'm a slave to your games.
Pain.
I wanna chain you up. I wanna tie you down. I'm just a sucker for pain.
I've been at it with my homies, it don't matter, you don't know me. I've been rolling with my team, we the illest on the scene. I've been riding around the city with my squad. I've been riding around the city with my
squad.
We just posted getting crazy, living like this is so amazing. Hold up, take a step back when we roll up, cause I know what. We've been loyal, we've been fam, we the ones you're trusting. Won't hesitate to go straight to your head like a concussion. I know I've been busting, no discussion for my family. No hesitation through my scope, I see my enemy. Like, what's up, hold up, we finna reload up. Yes, I reload up, I know what up, I know what up.
I talk to you. Take my hand through the flame.
I talk to you.
I'm a slave to your games.
Pain.
I wanna chain you up. I wanna tie you down. I'm just a sucker for pain.
Devoted to destruction. A full dosage of detrimental dysfunction. I'm dying slow, but the devil trying to rush me. See, I'm a fool for pain. I'm a dummy, might cut my head off right after I slit my throat. Tongue kiss a shark, got jealous bitches up in the boat. Eating peanut butter and jellyfishes on toast. And if I get stung, I get stoked. Might choke like I chewed a chunk of charcoal. Naked in the North Pole, that's why my heart cold, full of sorrow. A lost soul, and only Lord knows when I'm coming to the crossroads. So I don't fear shit for tomorrow. And I'm a sucker for pain. It ain't nothing but pain. You just fucking complain. You ain't tough as you claim. Just stay up in your lane. Just don't fuck with Lil Wayne. I'ma jump from my plane or stand in front of a train. Cause I'm a sucker for pain.
Used to doing bad, now we feel like we just now getting in.
Getting in, getting in, getting in, getting in.
Ain't got no other way, so we started and finished it.
No pain, no gain. Never stand down, made our own way. Never going slow, we pick up the pace. This is what we wanted from a young age.
No emotion, that's what business is. Lord have mercy on the witnesses.
Begging, 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 begging for more pain. Got me begging.